This is Breakfast with Vossie and Mambo Magnussen getting ready for Dancing with the Stars, training the house down. Was training till midnight last night. That's the reports we're getting. And you can talk sport right here, 1300 01 1170. The Edgewater text line is 0457 736 736. This half hour of the program, we will get an update on Canberra's Corey Hutter-Widener-Nida. Incredibly dramatic moment. Stopped everyone in their tracks on Saturday night. Raiders in South Sydney as Corey collapsed. It would have been, 30 seconds after a tackle? Collapsed and went into seizure on the ground. Went to hospital, quite obviously, and was released early hours yesterday morning. But we'll get the full update out of the Raiders camp on that one. Greg Alexander about to join us. Origin week, we should mention too. Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, I will be in Adelaide broadcasting half of the program there, or the full program, but you know what I mean, with Trent Copeland coming on board, Brandy also contributing to the show. But yes, we will get it right from the coalface and then SEN with three calls on Wednesday night and Thursday night. We haven't spoken about women's Origin because I think it's fantastic that consecutive nights we have Origin. New South Wales, Queensland men's Wednesday night, Thursday night. First game of a two-game series, New South Wales and Queensland in the women's, and SEN is all over it.
So we're doing the bias call again, the New South Wales, beautiful. Yep. Who have we got lining up for us?
We got for the Navy call or the Maroon call?
Which one are you talking about? Bugger the Maroon call.
Sorry, Brandy's listing on hold. Yeah, no, for the Blues call, the Navy call. I think Jimmy, do we throw Jimmy into the Blues call and then Joel will do the impartial, neutral call, right, and then Queensland. Well, they can please themselves. Mark Braybrook's up there and the team.
We don't care.
You want to listen to the Maroons call? There you go. 6.5 minutes after eight. Let's go to the man because he's been good enough to join us, Greg Alexander, on a day that both the New South Wales and Queensland teams make their move to Adelaide. Brandy Alexander, how you doing?
Aussie, g'day, Missile. Boys, I've just been flicking through the EPL results. I can imagine, James, you've been busy this morning with some of the EPL results this morning. Everton won, and is it right that Leicester City won? So what's happened with relegation?
Leicester
missed out?
Leicester gone. See, at one stage, listening to SEN's coverage early hours this morning, Leicester are in front. They're going up. Everton are score nil all at the time. But then Everton get a goal and the win was good enough to send them up. Now, hey, Brandy, while you're there, and James, it's been pointed out, Charlie Goodson, that was Ben Rossley, our producer, who picked up, we just played Luton Town's song. So Luton Town's been promoted to the EPL. We had Kevin online from the Supporters Trust earlier. And we're saying we're going to hop on the Luton Town bus or the rickshaw, wherever it is, with all the geezers from Luton Town. But in their team song, you know how football fans get really prickly when we call it soccer, Brandy? Like Simon Hill, he'd get pretty prickly. He'll bristle up. I mean, Alex from SEN, Alex Molchanov, he bristles up. Did they not call it? Have a listen to the Luton Town song. We think they called their sport soccer. Let's just have a listen.
We're soccer crazy and goals are echoed.
Unmistakable.
Sacrilege.
Well, there you go.
How could an English team call their game soccer?
We're soccer crazy. We're soccer crazy. Wow.
There we go. Just on news. Andrew, what bus were you on through the Premier League? Was that Bournemouth?
Bournemouth, but then they lost 9-0. Remember they lost 9-0 early season? I got off the bus when they lost 9-0. I just ditched them. Said, I'm not sticking on this bus.
But they were a promoted side from the Championship last year.
Correct.
Right, so they stay up. That's good.
Believe that a team now coming in could even have a smaller ground than Bournemouth. I think Bournemouth's ground holds 11,000. I think you'll find Luton Town holds 10. It's got
that's
shitters.
Big.
It's got... The toilet amenities, apparently King Henry VIII sat on them. They're that old. Some of the facilities at this club, incredible. But now, and what we learned earlier this morning, just, Brandy, I know you love your sport, but they've never paid more than $2 million for a player. Can you believe that? They're going to be joining the EPL where there are blokes getting paid $2 million a week. They have never paid in their history more than $2 million for a player.
That's
they've come
great
from the
story.
Fifth tier.
That, That is all the way up. That's a great story, isn't it? That is the thing about the Premier League and, well, soccer, football in England, just has the ability to throw up those sort of storylines. It's amazing. It's great.
£150 was it, James? It was £150 million.
Between £150 to £200 million in revenue that it'll generate for the club.
Bang.
All right.
How good.
We need breaking news, Brandy. The very latest on Payne Haas. Will he or won't he be lining up on Wednesday? Can we declare him a certain starter?
100%. Payne Haas will play. 100%. He ran yesterday, so he's good. He's good to go. It was a little bit of a moment on Friday when he went down and sort of hobbled off the field and strained ice and compression and elevation. And then when we got together yesterday, we were in contact with him over the weekend, physio. Payne stayed in Sydney, stayed at Coogee. Everyone else went home. Payne stayed there. His family came down on Friday. So his family were with him. The physio stayed with him over the weekend and he kept up the treatment and he was good yesterday, which is great news for us. For the Blues.
Just on Payne Haas, Brandy, while we're talking about him, I reckon he's due for not a breakout Origin game, but a dominant game like we see at club level every year. He's far and away the best front rower in the game at club level, but do you think he's ready to take that next step at Origin level?
Yeah, he's ready, James, yeah. And that'd be great if he, you know, put in a performance. And not that his performance is... There's not a huge amount of difference between, you know, and we say it every week. Well, that's just a typical Payne Haas performance where he will carry the ball, you know,
meters.
Nearly 20 times and plus 200 plus metres and break a couple of tackles. This year we've seen Payne develop a little bit of an offload, you know, and we've seen him crash through the line and offload it to support, something that we haven't seen in his game previously. So... I think he's ready. And the three boys, the three big boys have, you know, come together nicely with Savita Pangai and Junior Barlaw. Origins start there, James. And being an old halfback, I know how important front rowers are. It's great. But it's been good to watch the development of those three just through camp and how tight they are. And that can be important when it comes to game time.
James and I may be victims of a drive, by the way. We're going after the over-egging for mentioning that the Queensland High School... I should have announced right at the top of the hour, we are now broadcast through Queensland this hour of the program,
oh,
James.
Thanks,
we're on
thanks,
through 6:93 a.m. Brisbane, 16:20 a.m. Gold Coast, SEN Track Network across regional Queensland.
Just ripped into them.
Hopefully we haven't offended any Queensland listeners with our pro New South Wales chat to start the hour, but that's the way we roll around Origin time. You've got to be either side of the fence. You can't sit on it, so... It's all good banter, of course. I'm not seeing any calls or texts come through from Queensland early doors in the hour after the start. But you're more than welcome to get on the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Let's pin you on a Queensland question then, Brandy. Who do you fear most in that Queensland Origin side? Is there one player you fear most that may be the most dangerous force against the Blues on Wednesday night?
Vossi, for the last 5 years, you know, for the time that I've been involved in Origin, the name doesn't change. And you know, you could probably add one to the list, but it's Cameron Munster.
Yep.
You know, Cameron Munster, over the last 5 years, if you pulled out Cameron Munster's highlight package over that time, some of the things that Munster has done are unbelievable. Like, you wince every time. I wince every time Cameron Munster gets the ball because you're just thinking, well, he can do anything. Like, he's just that off-the-cuff, brilliant player that can... It looks nothing like something is happening on the field and all of a sudden, Munster's just got that uncanny ability to do something and generally does it do when needed, like when absolutely needed, when Queensland are on the ropes, Munster will do something, something special. So Cameron has been that player that I you know, I've feared for the last five series. And I guess the other one is Harry Grant. You know, Harry's an incredible dummy half, and he's a danger every time he picks the ball up, which is a fair bit when he gets out there.
What's the plan for the rest of the week leading into Origin, Brandy? You guys flying down today, staying in Adelaide? Where are you guys staying? What's
today, Missile? Yes, yeah. Yep. We fly out 12:30 today, so we're here at the airport. We're at the Pullman, so we're not far from the airport, which is good. We're having breakfast now. Not much on for the players, but a day of travel, and then we'll get together. We'll go to Adelaide Oval later tonight, and just have a look around. The players that haven't played there before get to check it out, and then tomorrow we'll have captain's run at 11 a.m. and that's it, Missile. That's it, and then get ready.
How are your nerves the day before the game, Brandy? You still get the jitters?
Yeah, toey. Yeah. I'm already toey. I'm pacing as we're talking. Yeah. I'm walking around. Yeah, so I'm a horrible watcher, and I turn into I turn from the Wayne Bennett to the Craig Bellamy very quickly.
All right.
So sit back and relaxed, and then all of a sudden, game time, and it's Craig Bellamy.
Yeah. I've sort of got a picture image of you here. You've got the Pullman gown on and the Pullman slippers on, and you're holding a spoon and you're pacing back and forward. Yeah. And they'll all end up in your suitcase. Yeah. So it'll be another collection away. So you'll have Coogee, Pullman represented, wherever the hotel is in Adelaide. You'll pick some stuff up there. So it's incredible. One of our listeners said, does Brandy collect spoons and towels from each city, much like a soldier collecting dirt from battlefields around the world? It's a fair question.
Well, yeah, I have. Yeah, the collection is growing. Airport Pullman, nice, beautiful place, beautiful.
Yeah, hey, listen, what you said there about captain's run tomorrow, no training today, when it's all said and done, the number of field sessions you will have before a game, it'll be the same for would it be no more than three that you actually have four. Trained on the field, throwing the ball around?
Yeah, four sessions, Rossi, four sessions.
Well, that's where club combinations become pretty important, that you get together with that limited amount of time.
Yeah, and it's important that they train together. That they're on the field, that they can actually do something. It would be very hard to not train at all through the week. And you know, that's when you're talking injuries. You know, coming out of last round, head knocks. You know, what do you do if one of your players has a head knock and has to go through, you know, 5 days of protocols? Mm. One of the players you select out of the team, you know, and misses most of the. Of the camp and misses most of the training. And, you know, I had those sort of questions asked of me. You know, what would you do if this, you know, if a player had a cat two or a cat one even and had to go through? And I said, well, it depends on, you know, what position they are. And, you know, so, yeah, so that's, yeah, you need your time on the field that you get it. And there's not many sessions.
If I can take you away from Origin for a second, Brandy, we saw Ricky Stewart say that Jared Croker will be rested this weekend against the West Tigers so he can play his 300th game in Canberra. Vossi and I are with Cooper Cronk on this one. We think it's not the best look. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know if I feel strongly one way or the other, James. I think, you know, the coaches, that's their club. You know, they know they're in a better position to make that sort of call on a player. And if that's the way they want to go, I'm who am I? I don't think I'm in a position to say that's the wrong thing to do. It's their club, footy. Ricky Stewart knows his players better than anyone. So I haven't got a problem with it. And that's either way. If he was batting on and playing this weekend, well and good. If he's not, that's the club decision. And I'm not against it.
What if it was you as a player, Brandy? Would you? I can't imagine competitor in you wouldn't know.
Yeah, but
wouldn't go there.
Yeah, I can't answer that because I don't know if in that position how I would feel. If I don't know how Jared Croker's feeling at the moment. Like, I don't know physically how Jared Croker is, whether he needs a rest. You know, if the club were to do that to me, I might need it. So, but I don't know the answers to that. And without that, I can't really make a call on whether it's the right or wrong thing to do I would just trust that those people in, you know, in position to make those sort of decisions in consultation with the player, like I'm sure Jared, you know, was Jared left out of this? I don't think so. So I think it would be a decision that they would have spoken about, and I can't be critical of the call that, they're making now.
Now, out of the weekend, looking at our Bailey ladder, for Bailey ladders, which we did earlier today, we now have only 2 points separating the top seven. Buys taking their effect. It's pretty hard to get your head around it with some teams having to buy. Like, for instance, the Tigers are now third last. I mean, the Tigers have gone up to 15th on the ladder, and the Dragons now find themselves bottom of the ladder. But you took in all the football over the weekend in this Origin time. I've got to say, I actually enjoyed the rugby league more than I have in previous Origin periods. If this is a sign of things to come, and we've ended up with, you know, four games that weren't really decided until the final minutes of play. I mean, the Dom Young runaway try was fantastic to finish, but I thought the footy was pretty good.
I did too, Vossie. I did. I enjoyed both games on Saturday, and you know, the Cowboys certainly, you know, there was a response after having 60 put on them, and made it hard for the Eels, but I think that both games were great. South Sydney and the Raiders, terrific games. Yesterday's game was tight. 18 all, although, you know, we're on the training field, so I haven't seen a lot of it, but I was getting constant updates because I just wanted to see how the game was going. We've got a Newcastle, a couple of Manly boys. I think fantastic, Vossie. A good weekend. I can't remember what last year's Origin rounds were like, but can't complain about what we had this weekend.
Well, they sort of come and go. That's what happens when there were only the four games. I know it's only one extra game, but the Origin bye rounds were only four matches. Having five games, a bit more football on, and spread around, I just thought it was pretty fair entertainment. Yesterday, Manly, try-saving tackles and dramas. Now, here's one last one for you. By the way, breaking news. Koshy has just announced on Sunrise at the moment that he's leaving the show. He teared up and says he'll finish next Friday. So there you go, breaking news.
okay.
I don't know why.
And Sherbo steps in, does he?
Oh, Sherbo? I don't know. I don't know. Koshy.
Yeah, Sherbo.
By the way,
that'd be good.
Koshy's still trying to work out that the last ball is the power ball. I have real doubts about the independent doctor. You know, when we talk about factors in the game on Wednesday night, what about the role the independent doctor could play? Because I'm really confused after the Newcastle game and the Reid Marnie one the previous week, where he had to go off with a Tino forearm, and Kalen Ponga yesterday hitting the head and that. Are you worried? Like, the Blues camp a little worried that the impact 15 minutes off, mandatory stand down, could have?
Well, no, because it's out of your control. You know, like, there is absolutely no point worrying about what the independent doctor might or might not do, because we've got no control over it. No control, but I know what, you know, I can understand the concerns. You only have to go back to last year, Vossie. The first game, Isaiah Yeo, you know, was hit hard in a kick off the kickoff, kick return. I think it was Josh Papali'i, ran into the shoulder. Isaiah Yeo stumbled back into the line, and we were all waiting for the independent doctor to say, that's it. But nothing happened. I can understand what the concern would be from the fans, but we've got no control over the independent doctor. So, no point worrying about it.
With the inclusion of Hudson Young and Tevita Pengai Jr., I think we saw something like four head knocks in the first 10 minutes or something in that game three of Origin last year. Will the red mist descend over Hudson and Pengai Jr. and we see more of the same this year?
I hope so, James, but controlled aggression. That's the key. The key is controlled aggression. You don't want to knock yourself out. You don't want to be sent to the sin bin. So
Tevita's an angry man. He's an angry, angry man.
Well, that's good. That is cool. boys, been great talking.
You have to go, Brady. Otherwise, you're going to miss out on breakfast. As we've said before,
there'll be
Junior
nothing
Barlow,
left with those three.
the fellas.
I'm just looking inside the breakfast room. Tevita Pengai, Junior Paulo, and Payne Haas are at the. They're at the buffet and they're taking the scrambled eggs, so they might be all gone if I don't jump in very quickly.
Go do it, Brady. Well done, mate. Good luck.
See you, boys.
Enjoy the flight over to Adelaide. Greg Alexander, covering all things, but Origin included, of course, in camp with the Blues at 24 minutes after 8. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.